This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 3, written by Henry Cranenberg. God's Words for Me. From Romans 1. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. If you ask, for whom is God's Word written? Someone will usually reply, for everyone. But when you ask a few more questions and dig deeper, you begin to see the answer is not so simple. Is the Bible written for people who couldn't care less? Is it written for people who can't read Hebrew or Greek? Is it written for atheists? For example, if I took all the letters I wrote to my wife while we were dating and made them into a book, and then asked for whom it was written, what would the answer be? Paul's letter is for Greeks and non-Greeks, wise and foolish. But somewhere in that mix, I too am included. God's letter is for me too, not based on my nationality or amount of wisdom. It is for me because God loves me and calls me to belong to Him and Jesus. Here's what this means. If I lean toward the foolish end, God's word is for me. If I am already wise and seasoned, God's word is for me. Why? Because God is not interested in simply teaching me theology. God wants me to know Him and hear Him and love Him. That's the whole point of the gospel. And that is why God's letter through Paul to the Romans is for you. God's desire, as with any letter, is that you open it and read it, and more than just a few times. Will you pray with me? Father God, sometimes our own sense of wisdom, or the lack of it, can hinder us from hearing your word. Help us see that however and wherever we are, you desire us. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.